Okay. Well, I want to say thank you again for having me here, and to every speaker on the space. Good evening, good afternoon, from wherever you're connecting from. Always a pleasure to have conversations like this. Now, building on from what Greg said, I would just like to talk more on two misconceptions, or I would say belief systems, that stunted my growth for a long period of time. And I can only speak from this because these are areas that I literally was a victim of, and were all allowed to learn from them. Or probably you might have a different perception or belief to this, and it's absolutely fine. Now, the first misconception I believe exists in the trading industry is the flip mentality. Now, the flip mentality is a process where a trader funds his account with, let's say, $100 trading account, and they want to take it to $1,000 or $10,000. And I've talked about this multiple times, and I love the fact that we're having topics on misconceptions, because I believe if you're starting out as a trader, the first thing you want to do is you want to take out the flip mentality first. And I'm not telling you that it's not possible, but what I'm saying is for the beginning phase, you have to focus on consistent growth before attempting to flip. Now, of course, there are traders who flip accounts. There are professional traders who flip accounts. I flip accounts as well. But then I can tell you that when I started trading, the biggest misconception I had, or the biggest wrong belief system, I don't know if that's the right word, the problem was I came into trading with the idea that I can get rich quick as soon as possible. Yeah, and I want to believe there are some listeners on this space today that you started out trading with the idea that you can take $100 to $10,000 in the next couple of months. Now, just like you, I had the same belief system when I started trading, and this was years ago. I've been trading for the past 6 years, and I can tell you that this belief system alone did prevent me from being profitable for about three years. I'm not over exaggerating right now, if not more than 3 years, because I was constantly depositing and then having this urgency to want to like flip the account and take it to this X and X amount of expectations. So I was constantly putting myself under pressures that weren't necessary, right? So one of the few things you get when you're starting or probably picking interest in trading is if you consume so much from the lifestyle traders, you would have this one-sided image about trading, that you can come in and get that result that they have, ignoring the fact that these guys are functioning from a level of professionalism, right? Because they didn't just get into trading and started flipping accounts. I can tell you that everyone started out growing gradually to a level where they become so good, right? It's like starting out in driving. I keep making this reference multiple times. It's like starting out in driving. The first day, you're not going to drive like the guys that acted Fast and Furious. You're not going to drive like the professional guys that have been driving for the past 10 years. You're definitely going to have lots of obstacles on your first day, your first month, your first year. But as you progress, you begin to gain mastery, right? And this is the same thing with trading, the same problem I had when I was starting out. So what I'm saying is this, right? In the trading industry, there are lots of lifestyle traders. There are lots of, I'm not telling you that these guys are not good. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, if you consume their information or their content the wrong way, there's a higher probability that it will affect your growth, and it will affect the way you view the market. A lot of us step into the space with this urgency, right? We think we could take $100 to X amount of money, to $1,000, to $1,000. So I was doing this for quite a long period of time, guys, and I'm being very honest right now. I was doing this for a long period of time, and one day it just dawned on me, and I'm like, yo, taking $100 to $1,000, that's like making 1,000% increase on this account. Now, let's try to be more reasonable, right? Because if I want to make 1,000% increase on $100, I need to understand the possibility of this happening, right? How consistent would this happen? So what I started doing was I had to start researching the market leaders, the banks, the institutions, the hedge funds, guys that trade in huge proportions. So I was trying to understand, what does these guys make on a monthly basis? Like, what's their monthly expectation? And what do they make at the end of every year? Now, when I started doing this, I started noticing a pattern, right? With most hedge funds, with most investment banks, I was noticing that these guys were making around, for the most of it. Now, let it not be like I'm trying to over-exaggerate, right? You can go search for these things. These numbers are public, they're online. But the problem with us is a lot of us wouldn't take time to do intense research. And I've talked about this multiple times where I said to you guys, take yourself to be an entrepreneur, right? You're starting out a business. Now, if you're starting out, you're trying to start off, run a startup or something, the first thing you do, which is very important, is called market research. Now, market research is you trying to understand the industry you're stepping into. Now, a lot of you would agree with me that you want to conduct what we call market visibility study. The reason why we do this as entrepreneurs is not because we don't have anything else we could be doing, but because having a market research or conducting an intense research about a potential industry you're stepping into gives you an eye there to how things are being done in that industry. Now, if you're stepping into the fashion industry, when you're conducting your market visibility study, the first thing you do is you research the market leaders, right? Because these guys are the key players in this industry. So you have to understand, what are they doing? Understanding their marketing strategy, understanding how they operate, how they run their customer service, how they do the things they do in general, right? Because now, you're not doing this because you want to copy them. That's not what you're doing. You're doing this because you want to have an eye there. Now, for some of us that are very innovative, we learn from market leaders. I don't know if you guys are still hearing me. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, you can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. So, as I was saying, yeah, the first thing you do when you're stepping into a new industry is you research what the market leaders are doing. The reason why you're doing this is because you want to have eye there on what the key players are doing and what they're not doing. Now, for some of us that are innovative, what we do is we learn from the market leaders and try to rebrand or probably build on their weakness, right? That's why they tell you to do the SWOT analysis, the strength, the weakness, the I don't know what the T, the O is for, but I know the T is for the threat or something. So you have to do all of this. Now, the key point, what I'm trying to drive home is this. We learn to understand the possibilities within the industry we're trying to step into. Now, funny enough, if you bring this home to the trading industry, you realize that retail traders get to have their picture or their pictorial mentality from fellow retail traders. Now, I don't know if this makes sense. Now, like I said, I'm saying this from my point of view. This was what changed for me, because I've been a victim of this and I can only share from my personal point. It's left for you to believe this or probably have a different belief to this. I don't know if I'm making sense, but what I'm saying is I'm neither right or wrong, but I would like you to do your research. Now, if you bring this home to the trading industry, you get to realize that retail traders don't spend a good amount of time to research the industry. They don't know what's possible on a monthly basis. They don't know what's possible on a yearly basis. That's the reason why a trader will step into the industry with a $100 trading account. They want to make $3,000 in less than a few weeks. Now, I'm not telling you it's not possible, but I'm saying that the first thing you want to do as a beginner trader is to adopt a consistent approach. That's the first thing you want to do. Of course, as a professional trader, we still flip accounts. I just flipped account like a couple of days ago. So these are things that would come from a position of abundance. I don't know if that makes sense. It comes where you have lots of capitals you can throw around, right? If I have $10,000 in my bank account, losing $100 to flipping would not be so bad, because that is just fraction or even less than 1% of my entire net worth, if that makes sense. But you, on the other hand, and I'm not saying you directly, I'm just saying this, you get it, right? But then you, on the other hand, you have $100, that's like your 100% net worth in the bank, at home, abroad, locally, that's like your 100% net worth. Now you're taking that $100, you're funding it to a broker, and you're trying to flip it or probably make $1 million in less than a few weeks. Now this is possible, but it's not consistent. So if you want to see consistent growth, the first thing you need to do is to take out the flip mentality first. Now, I'm not telling you along the line you're not going to flip accounts. You will. Trust me. You will get to a certain level where it will just come naturally, right? You would just look at the chart. At the first glance, you would see that this pair would drop to the downside. I mean, a lot of us that are professional traders, we can attest to this. There are times where you don't have to analyze the pair. You just open your MetaTrader 4. I can tell you guys that I have multiple trading screens, but for the most of it, I use my phone, because I just have to open my chart. I trade just one currency pair. I would just open my phone and I would literally see where price is heading to without doing so much analysis. Now, this didn't just happen overnight, right? It happened because of constant practice, building consistent approach all the way to where I am today. So that is my first misconception. Now, I said I'm going to share just two misconceptions, but the first one is really important. If you want to see consistent growth, you have to separate the flip mentality first. Adopt a more consistent approach to trading. Learn to have realistic goals at the end of the month. Say to yourself, I'm going to make 10% at the end of the month. Now, you can literally see this. Now, let me just dive out a little bit to the prop firm perspective, right? You can see how almost impossible it is for traders to actually make 8% in a month. Now, imagine you having $100 trading account and you're trying to do so much on it, right? You need to understand, you have to go slow. You have to go as gradual as possible. There are times where you become so good that you flip accounts without stress. But for the early stage of your life, now this was what kept me running around in circles. I was constantly blowing accounts. I would fund $1,000 today. In less than 2 days, I've blown the account. I'll fund again. In less than 3 days, I've blown the account. The problem was I was pushing myself so much, not realizing that the best way to go is to adopt a more consistent approach to trading. Now, that is just one side. The second misconception in the trading industry is the belief that your mentor will make you profitable. Now, before you drag me on this, because I understand we're on Twitter and a lot of us would literally want to, when you see something controversial, you always want to drag the person, so please. But what I'm saying is this, right? Just let me land, then you will decide if I should be stoned to death. Now, for those of us that are profitable traders now, we can literally confirm that what made you profitable was from your personal efforts. Now, I would explain. The belief system is a mentor would make you profitable. People pay for courses, and I'm not telling you not to pay for courses, because I also offer premium service, so that would be misleading the public. But then what I'm saying is this: people pay for courses and expect that the mentor would make them profitable. The strategy they get from the mentor will make them profitable. Now, this belief system is one-sided. Take, for example, I take you fishing. Now, we're on the boat in the middle of the ocean and we're there. I can show you where we have lots of fishes there, but then when it comes to fishing, it has to come from you, right? I don't know if this makes sense. I can show you how to fish, but you would have to cast your nets. Does that make sense? This means that a mentor can guide you with the right information. That's what a mentor does. A mentor is someone who have found the aha moment, right? They've seen the spark, they've seen the light at the end of the tunnel. Now they are familiar with the road. So now they can point you, they will tell you, don't learn this, don't focus on indicators, focus on support and resistance. Don't do this, do this. That's what a mentor would do for you more often. That's the reason why they would offer their strategy, because they feel that this strategy is something that they have a track record of success on. So it's left for you to take it and practice as much as possible. Remember, I can take you to the ocean, I can show you how to fish, but you have to cast your net. So a lot of times, beginner traders would feel like, I've had lots of conversations where they tell me, well, I paid for this course, but I didn't get the value, I didn't get this, I didn't get that. And at the end of it, the question I always ask them is, did they provide you some sort of learning material? Yes, they did. Did they offer you services where you were able to like have physical, probably online call or physical learning center with them? Yes, they did. But then, why are you not profitable? Now they can't find the reason why they're not profitable. And I can tell you that the work, the most of what would make you profitable would have to come from you. Trust me, I've been a victim of this multiple times. You would literally keep jumping from one mentor to another, not realizing that the problem is not with your mentor per se, but the problem is with you. You just want to sit down and be fed. You have to learn to understand that the most of what you would do as a profitable trader would come from what you backtested. Backtesting brings clarity. You have to have a first-hand or a first-person knowledge for you to be a profitable trader. I can't tell you my strategy have 90% win rate and you're trading off that belief system. The day you take a loss, or maybe 5 to 6 losses, that day you will start doubting the system, because you haven't traded, you haven't backtested the system. You don't have a first-person knowledge about the system. The information you have about this system is what I give to you. I told you that this system had a 90% win rate. Now you've taken about 6 to 7 losses and you're doubting the system. The reason is you're doubting this because you don't have the first-person information. So what I'm saying to you guys in summary is this. One, if you're starting out as a beginner trader, the first thing you want to do is take out the flip mentality. Trust me on this. Now, you may not like what I'm saying, maybe because to you, 10% on a $100 trading account might look so small. Now, the problem is not with your strategy, because trust me, there's some system that will give you 10% consistently every month. There's some system that will give you 30% consistently every month. Now, again, this would come from backtesting. That's when you know the win expectancy of your strategy, guys. I don't know, I've been talking for long. I feel like I'm stuttering. Okay, now I'm rounding off this. What I'm saying is, start out learning consistent approach. Set realistic goals. Don't try to take $100 to $1,000. Try to make 10% consistently. You know, growth is a process. You don't stomp into growth. I mean, as if you're a superhero or something, when they give birth to you, you have to first of all learn to crawl. You have to first of all, after crawling, you took your first step, or probably your first attempt to stand and you fell. You took another attempt again to stand and you fell. And the third attempt, probably you succeeded in standing. Then when you learned how to stand, you had to first of all take your first step. Your legs were shaking, you fell. You took the step again. Now, it shows you that life itself, just like every aspect of life, it's a gradual process. You're going to get to where you would flip account. That's my motivation to you today. You're definitely going to get to that stage where you start flipping account. But for now, let's be more realistic and be more consistent. And when you've done that, I want you to know that your mentor have a lead to your success. The most would come from the practice, the work you put in. Trust me, we work day in, day out for this. When Greco was talking, if there's one thing you should get out of what he said, was the fact that he was working relentlessly for what he has today. I've had days where, okay, maybe I'm not going to talk about this today, but I've done a thing where I did a no sleep challenge. Now, this is not something I'm saying you guys should do, but I've gone 3 days without sleep. And I can tell you, because I have records of this. So these are times where, there are times where you have to push yourself. There comes a stage where you have to shut off the internet, shut off your social media, mute your phone, put it on DND, and say to yourself, for the next 24 hours, I would practice my system until I get tired. And even if I get tired, if it's not 24 hours, I'm not leaving this desk. Guys, you have to get to that stage before you start seeing results. Of course, you might be swinging it, catching some few wins. Everyone can win a trade, but doing it consistently, that's where the problem is. Thank you so much, guys.